It is Monday, April 17th, and you're tuned into the Texas Standard. We're so glad you are. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. Your social media feed's likely filled with cute children in bunny ears or other such seasonal celebrations, but most of us are back to the grind today, including Texas lawmakers. The legislature is in full swing again after a short holiday break, and they've now entered a six-week sprint to consider the over 6,000 bills filed this session. So what should we expect from state lawmakers between now and Memorial Day? For that, we turn to Texas Tribune executive editor and co-founder Ross Ramsey. Ross, good to talk with you again.
Same to you.
So let's start, I guess, with the one issue that we must decide each session, the state's budget. The House and Senate have each passed their own versions, but there's a lot of disagreement between the two. Where does that debate stand right now?
Well, you know, we're at the greatest difference right now. This is a pretty normal state of affairs. The House passes one, the Senate passes one. There are differences in them. They rattle their swords a bunch, and then five members from each body go into a room and go line by line through the budget and reconcile their differences. So they're making a lot of noises right now. They have plenty of time to fix it. They do have some really significant differences to close, though.
Another issue that has been getting a lot of attention, but hard to tell how much action, particularly on the House side, has been this bathroom bill, something that, you know, people out in the streets are talking about. But what's going on in the ledge right now with that?
Well, you know, the Speaker of the House has said openly in public that he's no fan of this bill. And, you know, the Republicans in the legislature are in a little bit of a box. If you poll their voters, it looks like their voters are mostly for the bathroom bill. Mm-hmm. But if you poll businesses that have been supporters of conservatives, they're against this bill. They think it's discriminatory. So if I'm a member of the legislature, I look at this and say, you know, I'd rather you harmonize my business supporters and my voters before I voted on this. And that's kind of where they're stuck.
So a lot of divisions between the House and the Senate, how we're spending money, as far as what we're going to do, as far as this bathroom bill goes. How is it that these two chambers are so divided? I mean, they're both dominated by Republicans. Is that reflective of what we're seeing in general in the Republican Party in Texas? Do you think voters across the state are as divided on most of these issues as lawmakers are?
I think that they are. A long time ago, we had a two-party state and both of the parties were Democrats. And now we've kind of got a two-party state where they're both Republicans. And the House is sort of the traditional mainstream Republican Party, you know, if you can think of it like that. The Senate is dominated more by movement conservatives and social conservatives and populists. And the two leaders of those bodies, Joe Strauss in the House, Dan Patrick in the Senate, kind of embody the two different Republican parties. So they've got a lot to reconcile. The Senate tends to work more quickly and in a more populist way. The House tends to be the place where things slow down and get a slow consideration and maybe pass and maybe die.
We joke about the two parties. Of course, though, there are Democratic lawmakers there in the House and Senate as well. But are they getting any action? Is there any success that they're seeing out there, bills that they have really stood behind that are likely to pass?
They've gotten along with some of the Republicans on some issues. You know, generally, the Republicans have the upper hand in both houses. The Democrats have a bigger voice in the House. They've got bigger numbers. They're more likely to vote against things and rattle around and, you know, make people come to them to make deals. So you'll see some Democratic measures in the House budget, for example, more so than in the Senate budget. They've got a little bit more voice over there, but it's really a Republican game.
And for a change of pace, let's talk about a few items maybe that lawmakers are agreeing upon, both sides of the aisle. Are there any bipartisan bills that have really gotten universal support or as close as that gets that are likely to head to the governor's desk?
Yeah, there are a couple I think that, you know, might be surprising. You know, the sanctuary cities has passed the House, you know, anti-sanctuary cities legislation has passed the House in previous sessions in forms that the Senate didn't like. And has passed the Senate in forms the House didn't like. It's an emergency item for the governor this time. He's made it a priority. I think they're probably going to get together on something like that. They're getting together on another one of the governor's emergency items, Child Protective Services. It looks like the members in both houses from both parties agree that Child Protective Services in Texas is messed up and needs some help and needs some money. And I think they've done both of those things. They've got some legislation moving. They're throwing a bunch of money at it. there are plenty of places where they get along.
Anything else interesting as we hit this 6-week mark left until the end of the official session?
You know, it's going to be crazy. There are 6,000 pieces of legislation. If the passed is a guide, 1,200 or 1,300 pieces of legislation will pass. So most things will die over there. It's going to be a lot of screaming and a lot of yelling.
And Ross Ramsey will be watching it all, maybe with earplugs. He is executive editor and co-founder of the Texas Tribune. Thank you again, Ross.
Thanks a bunch.